Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Broadcasting live from the CBC Golf Tournament at Whitmore Country Club. I want to tell you about a couple of our sponsors here. One of them is McBride. They had this new community, the Arbors of Frontenac, 31 luxury villas located off Clayton Road, just east of Spady, prime Frontenac location, and a luxury quality homes with great value. If you are thinking about moving and you want to move into maybe the best condos in St. Louis, think about McBride Homes. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Diversity and inclusion are key principles of the learning environment. Go to maryville.edu. And, of course, we have the Gatesworth with us. I was there on Saturday for dinner, a little veal satumboka with my mom. Their food is just outstanding. Afterwards, they had a big movie in the movie theater. They do some working out. They do some walking. They have just live entertainment. The Gatesworth, 170 in Del Mar, the finest in senior living. All right, we just chatted with Louise Sharp. Very shortly, I think we're going to check in with John Bomarito. Over 300 golfers here, Martin, at the CBC Golf Tournament.
Yeah, looking forward to today's event. I think it may be the hottest on record for the Alumni Open. So it's a good day to lose a few pounds while losing a few golf balls out there. Thanks to Whitmore for hosting, John for having us out here. This is the last year where he's going to spearhead the event, and that's a big change for the alma mater.
Martin could take it over, the Martin Kilcoyne Open.
I'm going to call my
$100,000.
Call my automotive friends in Ohio and Michigan to come on down and take part. I think Bruce
might be
Gibbs
a little less organized, but I think the alcohol selection will be supreme for the event.
A little less organized. All right, here, can I tell you guys an awkward moment?
Yes.
There's always an awkward moment. So I ran home last night at about 6:30. Most Sundays when I come back in the sports office, whoever the guest happens to be for Rich Gould is sitting in the office.
Behind the door.
So last night, I come back. There's a handful of people. John Costello, the former Cardinal, who had been on with Rich, but then he brought a couple of guests. Well, Rich was doing something on the chess championship that's going on in town.
When I think chess, I think Rich Gould.
So sitting in my chair, and I kind of need to get there and do some writing and because I'm running a little behind. Rex Singfield is in my seat.
A billionaire.
And I'm looking around, and he brought a great announcer. I think it's Maurice who does the announcing for the chess championship.
He's really very dramatic.
Yeah, really good at what he does. He's in there, and I'm kind of looking around, and Zach is at his desk working on his Cardinal piece. And then my inner voice just said, oh, just wait. Because I kind of needed to say, hey, Rex, can you move? Guy's worth like a billion. He's behind every election with his dollars.
You could buy your station. You
could probably buy that. Yeah. So
Martin,
I kind of
booted a billionaire off his chair.
So I thought, if I have to ad lib the Cub highlights tonight, I think I'll be okay. I think I'm going to let Rex just sit there. So I did, and we talked a little bit. He said he still talks to Mike Matheny all the time, who would become a friend and a promoter of
Mr. Chess,
the game of chess. So.
How about
I think
that?
I made the right call, though.
That Rich Gould, he's landing the billionaires. I've never had a billionaire on Channel 5 or Sports over the years. Have you ever had
You got Ben Fred asking to validate parking,
right.
And he's got Rex Singfield.
Rich
I helped Rex put his microphone on. I'm just hoping he'll remember that I was there when he needed to be mic'd up.
I can imagine Martin's new radio show, the Singfield Press Box.
This Week in Chess,
yes.
Right after Kegler's Corner with Iggy. We used to have a lot of specialty shows.
Yeah, we did.
I forgot about Kegler's Corner.
Kegler's Corner.
Yeah.
And they would break down That Week in Bowling.
Yes.
We could do This Week in Chess.
All right, Brian, how about a couple of texts here before Mr. Bomarito joins us?
314 says, I listen now because I love Frank and Martin. I am listening to Louise Sharp. Way back in 1983, I sold my home in Maryland Heights. When he came into my office, I had his picture on the wall. I was so thrilled. From Ray Renshaw.
Very nice.
And that 82 draft, I was quizzing him off air because I used to have the drafts before I started doing my own mock drafts every year and selling it online. I would memorize
got
the draft.
Number one overall next April or May, whatever it is.
Well, I had Drew Locke number one last year overall.
Very good.
But number one in 82 Kenneth Sims. Do you remember him?
Texas.
Kind of a bust.
A bust for the New England Patriots. Johnny Cooks was number two.
Mississippi linebacker.
State. Yes, both of you are correct. Went to the Colts. Again, not a real special pick. Third, Cleveland Browns, USC linebacker. I think he was number 59, maybe 52. USC linebacker. Not Del Rio.
I was going to say Claymore, but he was
Chip. Not, no, Chip. First, Chip Banks.
Banks,
remember him?
Yes.
Pretty
Chip
player.
Banks. Player. Yes. 59, I think.
Art Schleister, Chuck Marlowe's mentor in life, Ohio State and gambling. I mean, what more does – when you think of Charlie Marlowe, you think gambling at Ohio State. When you think Art Schleister, you think gambling at Ohio State. Jim McMahon was fifth overall out of BYU. I mean, I could
do
this
career
all day, but Mike Munchak was a Hall of Famer.
Great career.
In that draft. Marcus Allen, St. Louis's own, 10th overall.
Wow.
Out of USC. What I thought was interesting in that year's
draft. And
Luis
went where?
And Luis Sharp 16? Was 16th overall tackle out of UCLA, drafted by the football Cardinals. Seven of the first 21 picks were running backs, which nowadays nobody picks backs first anymore. Seven out of 21 that round.
All right,
that year.
Welcome to the program, the man who's putting this on for the 15th year in a row. Over 300 a year, more than $3 million has been raised for this incredible golf tournament, John Bomarito. John, great to be with you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Everything's good, and you have got to be excited. Boy, August is busy for you. This tournament, and then in a couple of weeks, the Bomarito 500.
Yeah, the Bomarito 500 is coming up. This is definitely a big month for us. Frank, Martin, I mean, I can't believe you guys are here today. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
This is how involved John is, though. He's a hands-on guy, okay? He's a busy guy, but he's hands-on. I saw him at our great sponsor, Schnucks, on the 4th of July loading up his cart because people were coming over. And I said, John, you don't have people to do this? He's pushing his cart around, loading up. And then he said there'd be a party at the house I could come by, but everybody was kicked out at 8.
Yeah, and I said, you know, it's got to go, Martin. It's got to go. But I love all the family there. But, you know, every once in a while.
You got to cut them off.
Got to cut them off.
Brian and I were just thinking that, you know, because you've been very busy and you've done enough, that they need a new guy to run this tournament. We thought Martin would be great, and Brian said it would not be as organized, though, if he's running instead of you.
Before I could turn down the offer, Brian said it would be incredibly disorganized.
It'll start at 10-ish.
Wait a minute, is that tomorrow? But it has become a well-oiled machine, to your credit, and that's a long time, I know, putting it on, so this is sort of your victory lap, farewell to you. I know you're going to stay involved, but looking back where it's gone over the years, what are your thoughts?
Well, Martin, I was thinking about it today. I mean, this 15 years, I mean, sometimes you do have to pass the baton. Okay, so I am going to pass the baton this year to Bruce Gibbs and, of course, Larry Hughes from D1 Sports. I'm going to pursue a couple of different endeavors that I've been involved with, but CBC will always be near and dear to my heart. As you know, I mean, from the benefits of this event and some of the things we've done, they've named the campus after us. So, you know, I drive by 40 and 270 every day, and I think about that legacy, and there's no way that I'll ever, never, ever not be committed to the school.
How is your great father, who's done extremely well in this tournament over the years, I may add?
Well, it's funny. He had a little back operation. He's okay, but he just can't golf. So he said, you know, hopefully I can make it out next year. But he said, look, there's no golf on me today, but I appreciate you asking for him. Hopefully I'm getting ready for the Bomberdale 500. That's what I'm getting him prepped for next.
I don't want to say this event is fixed, Frank, but his dad will still win his flight today, okay? His group will still have the winning card. How about meeting kids over the years, though, that got to go to our alma mater that wouldn't have otherwise gone? How much fun is that?
Well, Martin, I was thinking about that again this morning. I have more kids that had the ability to go to CBC from the benefits of this tournament. They still stay in touch with me, which is really cool. I mean, they come by the house. They'll text me here and there. They'll send me a note. I get a lot of cards. You know, when you think about it, some days I'm having a real tough day at work, and one of the cards will land from a CBC graduate, how he's doing in college, how he's doing in life. And really, that's what this is all about. I mean, giving them the ability to get a first-class education at a great high school.
A lot of fathers and sons at CBC, and maybe the most famous now is Larry Hughes Jr.,
yes,
who I understand is going to be a special player.
Yeah, he's going to be a special player at CBC. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to get to know Larry, and he's getting more involved with the CBC, and you know, he's got a little bit more time on his hands, so he got back to the community, and of course, he went right back to CBC where it all started.
Yeah, great having Larry involved and working with Justin Tatum. And I know it's not – we love the sports out there. And I think, again, the Post-Dispatch said the school of the year in terms of sports achievement. But there's been a lot of building with the STEM program, and the school itself has evolved a lot. So I don't think that should be overlooked either, that these kids that are going on, you'll see kids that end up at an Ivy League school, kids that are doing well in the ACT.
Well, and here, athletics are a key part of the whole process, okay, but academics are first and foremost. And I think you will find, you know, Martin, you and I both graduated from the school. I mean, think about life. Okay, we weren't maybe the smartest ones that went, but we've done very well for ourselves. Okay,
speak for yourself, John.
I mean, we weren't exactly stellar students. I mean, I did fairly well during the thing, but I really learned and made some great friends and some great relationships there, and that's what it's all about. And it really taught me a lot of life lessons and how to study, how to focus, and how to prepare for the next stages of life. And that's what it's all about.
What's interesting is Luis Sharp, who was just here, played for the Big Red. He lives in Detroit, and he was asking about the school. And he said, tell me about it. And he said, what's the history? And I said, well, the Christian Brothers. He says, well, what's their belief? So I start telling him, this former Pro Bowl lineman, about St. John Baptist de La Salle. And I said, the idea was to educate all walks of life, all types of kids under one roof. And I said, you see, nowadays everybody's like, okay, if you're not this smart, you're not getting in. If you're not this rich, you're not getting in. And I said, the de La Salle principle is the same at CBC as you'd go to Memphis and maybe Detroit and L.A., and that's important to kind of keep that same kind of kid, which is every kid, under that roof.
Right, and that's exactly why the Bombardier family has been so involved with CBC. My brother was the first one to attend CBC. My nephew Teddy was second. I was third. My sons, which is a great honor, Bo and Blake both graduated from there. The team I'm playing with today, Tommy Moulton, great golfer. Okay, had to put him on my team. I have to continue.
Okay, there's your other
legs.
Winning flight.
Like father.
I had to
he's a good GM.
Continue the Frank Bomarito legacy here. And, I have a really good team today. Jack Calliott, another guy, Parker Cordova. They all graduated from CBC. Now, how did I meet them? Okay, from them going to CBC, getting involved with my kids. They're all great kids, and they're all becoming very successful in life. They've graduated from college, and now they're moving on to the next chapter. Mm.
How about the race? Not like the Bomarito people and Curtis Francois needed another great company, but you got one in Worldwide Technology, and it'll definitely be the greatest Bomarito 500 race we've had.
Well, here, the Stewart family, again, what a success story in the community. And they, too, are finding ways to give back to the community. This is just one way. I mean, bringing world-class racing back to the St. Louis region. Curtis and myself, we've worked very, very hard to position the racetrack to where we get the first-class attention and we get the races that we need. I mean, you've got a NASCAR Truck Series. You've got IndyCar. You've got NHRA. And, of course, one day, hopefully, you'll see a cup race at this track. Now, there's a number of other events going on at the track every weekend. So we just had drifting the last weekend. We've got an American Rallycross that we've done. We're picking up more series of racing. And what you'll find now in this community, you've got, of course, a world-class baseball team in the Cardinals. You've got a Stanley Cup hockey team. Unbelievable success story.
Still sounds weird, doesn't it?
Like Stanley. Unbelievable. I mean, we've got two great sporting teams. Hopefully we get MLS with soccer.
Have you been approached about that?
Of course. We've all been approached. I mean, but right now my main mission is motorsports. That's where you're going to see me kind of move in the next direction. And I want to make sure that we position that racetrack. And, St. Louis is a place to see world-class racing. What a great way to give back to the community.
Could you be a part of a NASCAR Cup Series event?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you'll find us very involved. Okay. I can't tell you all the details today, but that whole series, and that is Curtis and I and a number of us working together to really work hard to bring that Cup team that Cup Series race to the St. Louis region.
And we were at the track a couple of weeks ago, and Chris Blair, the GM over there, told us one of the things they do is a lot of fan surveys after the fact. What did you like? The first year, I know, I think they talked about parking and exiting and getting people in and out. He said last year the number one feedback was more activity during the day. So this year he said the lineup really is you're going to see racing all day. You're not just waiting
until – It's like four races, isn't it?
Yes. You're going to see in the morning you'll see a Mazda Pro race. You'll see Indy Lights race. You'll see a K&N race, which is a NASCAR series race, and then you'll see the Bomarito 500. So you're going to see four races in that day. Friday, which is a really cool day too, you get a chance to be up close and personal to the drivers, and you'll see qualifying that night. So it's really a two-day event. Thursday, even, we're going to be out of Ballpark Village as well, doing a meet and greet with all the drivers before the Cardinals game on Thursday. So really Thursday it starts to roll. Friday's qualifying, and then all day Saturday are the four races.
Quite a celebration, too, and you really enjoy it, I can tell. Yeah. A lot of glitz, and there's beautiful ladies, and it's just that celebration after a race is one of the coolest things.
Yeah, and I mean, if you've never been to an IndyCar run, or if you've never, or you've never been to a NASCAR race, I mean, the preparation up until the race is really, really great. The race goes on about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then after the race is the huge celebration right there, and you know, right there in pit row, and you know, you get to stage everybody, you get the winners, and you get some nice, great photographs, and you're really creating memories of a lifetime. So I want to personally invite all your friends and family out to the race. If you've never been, you want to see this up close and personal.
Good stuff, John. We appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on the 15th annual CBC Alumni Open.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Martin. I really appreciate you being out here today. And if you're listening, you guys, and you cannot be at today's event, log on to cbcalumniopen.com. And remember, no donation is too small.
Stanley Cup champion Mike Caruso,
yes,
class of 87.
Did he play?
He was my he's asked for the cup a couple of times, but I don't know that he was on the ice. But longtime Blues executive and a CBC alum, class of 87.
All right, we'll break. We're coming right back from Whitmore after this.